Lauren Boebert. She called school shootings statistical noise and posed her family with AR-15s days after children were murdered in their classrooms. On Election Day, show Lauren Boebert that we won't stand for failure to protect our children. Ohio believes in Sherrod Brown. He stood up for our right to a living wage. And Sherrod Brown has stood by President Biden, helping to pass legislation that puts more money in Ohioans' pockets and creates jobs.
I credit President Biden for making this a priority. I credit the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs for doing this.
This November, vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. The extremist Supreme Court can say what it wants, but we all know the truth. Reproductive freedom is the most basic of human rights. Visit change.org now and sign the petition to create a federal law protecting the right to choose. Medical freedom is not negotiable. Paid for by Action PAC. Like a bad reboot of Dennis the Menace, Matt Gaetz just can't help but make mischief for anyone who doesn't think or look like he does. Police brutality against minorities? He's all for it. And Matt Gaetz has supported anti-woman legislation even while chasing teenage girls for dates. Come on, Florida. Let's send Matt Gaetz back to the creepy pedo sewer he crawled out of. Boomers and millennials. That's pretty much all we hear about these days. But what about Gen Xers like me? 40-somethings hit with a triple whammy of rising prices, student loan and medical debt, and aging parents who need financial support. The Republicans in Congress sure don't seem to care. Call your congressperson. Tell them that Gen X won't accept being the forgotten generation anymore.